right. Again, thanks for everybody coming today, especially in this weather. Appreciate you guys coming out in it. But, you know, talked enough about last week, but, you know, disappointing coming off that game. And we're looking forward to this week against Arkansas State. They're an excellent football team. They're very experienced. They're very fast and physical on defense. Offensively, they present a lot of problems to you with some of the skill guys that they have. They'll change up formations. They'll change up tempos. They'll do a lot of they'll be in two back to one back to no back throughout the game. So we've got to make sure we prepare well defensively. Their quarterback is playing well. He's a really a lot better runner than what people maybe give him credit for or what you might think when you look at him, because he's a bigger guy. But he's an excellent runner, and he throws a good ball, and he's got some excellent wide receivers out there. Two of them are in the top, 10 in the conference right now in receptions or reception yardage. So both those guys are very dangerous on the outside. They're doing a good job running the ball. Up front, they're very physical. They're a good offensive line and have done a nice job offensively. And defensively, like I said, they're going to be a pressure defense. They're going to come after you. Not a whole lot of different coverages back there, but they will play it. They'll mix up enough man and zone coverage to keep you off balance. And the strength of defense is up front, their front seven, and then they're very experienced with three seniors in the back end of it. So they're solid in the kicking game, got an excellent field goal kicker, and their punter has done a nice job as well.
Coach, I think you played Monroe even after the first quarter. You said effort was not an issue. What is the issue in the first quarter of these last three games?
Well, you look at it, and actually from 10 minutes on, 10 minutes in the second quarter, Monroe is 14-7, we did enough things early in that game on both sides of the ball that contributed to their, 35 points. And, the opening kickoff, we miss a tackle. If we get the guy down, the defense starts on the 25 as opposed to the 38. They go down, and they score on that drive. They kick off. We got a nice return. Get a first down. We're on the plus side of the field. We turn it over. Now they're at midfield. Another short drive, and they go in and score. The very next possession, we've got good field position again. We throw an interception. They go down. They get the deep ball over the top of our head, or might have been the long run there. But they had a long run, that we didn't get lined up properly on defense. We gave up the deep ball where – we just misjudged the ball. We played the defender and not the ball. And it just kind of snowballed, from there. Now you're down 28-0. Your confidence is rattled, I think, a little bit. You haven't gotten anything going offensively. You've turned it over twice. And defensively, you haven't been able to stop them. So I just think it's a combination that, one, we turned the ball over, and two, we got lined up wrong once, and we let a deep ball get over our head, and then they had two possessions there where they started on the short side of the field. So I'm proud of the way, our guys are competing, they're playing hard. It's just we're not playing very smart right now, and I think that's as much to do with it as anything.
Is that the issue of the two games before that? It was 14-0 in the first quarter. So is it those are specific plays in the Monroe game? Is there an overall issue, not ready or anything like that?
No, I don't. I think if you go back and you look at it, we've turned the ball over and we've had missed assignments on defense. And you can't do that against the people we're playing. We're playing, and I can't remember the exact sequence of what happened at Tennessee and then Lafayette, how that thing started. But I know the Lafayette game, we had a turnover early. I don't have any doubt that that our players are focused, our players are ready to play the game when it starts. I just believe we're not playing smart enough to give ourselves a chance to win.
You don't get any more practice time this week as opposed to any other week. Is it more film? Is it more reps?
No, it's, you know, and again, it sounds, you know, making excuses, but and I don't mean for it to be that way, but we've got to do a better job of protecting the football. We've got to, you know, when you throw a double pass and you got the guy open for a touchdown, you have to catch it. You can't drop it. You know, when you're running the ball, you've got to have the ball secured. You can't let it get away from your body where a hand gets in there and knocks it out. You've got to throw it. If the corner sinks, throw it to the guy underneath him, not try to force it in there. So to me, those are things that are all correctable. They're things that we've got to get corrected and give ourselves a chance. Defensively, you know, when we've had missed assignments, we're playing a lot of young guys over there. It's the first time they've played, and they're seeing a fastball every snap. And, you know, sometimes they don't blink and they get lined up right. Sometimes they blink and they didn't get lined up right. And when you do that, then you give up big plays. So we just have to, you know, have to do a better job of coaching and making sure they understand the importance of, you know, ball security one, and then two of, we're not having as many missed assignments as we did last week. We're not having as many last week as we had the week before. So our guys are getting better. It's not showing up, you know, on the scoreboard because we're turning the dang ball over so much.
You said before that the play calling has not affected anything on offense. The turnover, especially at quarterback, increased when the play call would change. As the quarterback's coach, you have a thinner staff on offense. Does that, is any correlation there?
No, Adam. I mean, it doesn't matter who called the play if you can't catch a ball on a double pass. It doesn't matter who called the play if you don't protect the ball and you get the ball knocked out of your hand on a fumble. So to me, that has nothing to do with it. We all have to be accountable and look ourselves in the mirror. And the bottom line is we just have to play better.
You're young in the front seven. You're somewhat inexperienced in the back four. You're going to have a lot of young guys there next year. Is there any push to play Kari Moore? Sammy's starting, I think, now. Can you kind of give me what you think of those young guys, not the seniors, the young guys in the secondary?
Well, you know, Kenneth Gilstrap, this is the first time he's played. You know, he'll be back next year. He should be better next year than he is this year because he's, you know, will have played, started 6 or 7 games this year, whatever it'll end up being. So he should be better. Sammy, it's the first time Sammy's played. He's getting in there and playing. So he's getting some experience. Kahari's played. Jawan Harley, who's not playing, but he played 2 years at Florida State. You know, it's not like he's never played before. Kahari's playing a little bit. Chris Sharp's playing a little bit. Juno will be kind of like Crump, you know, in the sense that he'll be a senior, really never really started, but he's played a bunch of snaps. I like the freshmen that we redshirted. I think those guys are all talented also.
Quarterback, is there any decision there? Who will start or who will play? And when will you make that decision? Will you communicate that at all to Jeff and Logan?
I'll communicate it to Jeff and Logan, but I won't communicate it to anybody else until the game starts. But we haven't decided yet. And to me, there's no real reason to be in a hurry, you know, to announce it to anybody. So I'm not trying to hide anything from you guys or anything like that. I just want to evaluate it and, just see how everybody practices, see how it goes. I think, like I said yesterday, our problems aren't solely because of Logan. in our, you know, when Logan's done a couple bad things, he's done a lot of good things. When Jeff has come in, he's done a lot of good things. He's done some bad things as well. So, you know, I understand the emphasis on the quarterback position, but, you know, there's more problems that we're having offensively than just the quarterback play.
Should Jeff or Logan read anything into next season, what happens in these next three?
Better not. I mean, that won't do them any good. You know, we're all trying to do the best we can this week, you know, next week and the following week. But just because whoever started the last game isn't going to guarantee they're going to start the first game next year. So next year is irrelevant compared to what happens these last 3 weeks.
Stopping the run up front, you're not going to get any bigger in the next 3 weeks.
Size hasn't been a problem. I mean, our front has really played well this year. I think our inside guys, Jimmy Staten and Sokobe and Dangerfield and DeArco has been in there a lot. I think those guys have really done a great job. And then on the edges, Omar has been really consistent, done a, you know, a really, really nice job this year. He's played well. Same with, you know, Frankie, you know, Juwan Fennell, you know, he's out there with a broken foot playing the last 4 weeks and continues to get better. Schubert Bastine, you know, for a true freshman, you know, has really made some nice plays and done a good job. And, you know, those guys, our front's done well. So size doesn't have anything to do with the reason we've given up so many rushing yards. I think we've got to play better. We haven't been consistent enough at the linebacker position. And, you know, other than the Georgia Tech game, what, you know, Georgia Tech rushes the ball against everybody. So, you know, I think our front's played well, and we've got to play more consistent at the linebacker position is, I think, part of the reason we have been ineffective in stopping the run.
Does that go for anywhere on the field? The red zone has been an issue, stopping the run, but does it matter? Same issues anywhere on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, there's been times throughout the course of each game where we've done a nice job stopping the run, but we just haven't done it, you know, consistently from the beginning to the end, you know, so except probably Florida Atlantic. So we just haven't, you know, we've shown flashes, and I think probably, and again, I hate to say it, but I think, you know, when you've got some youth in those positions that there's going to be growing pains that you go through. And again, I think we're getting better. I know it doesn't show in the record or in the score of the games, but at times, you know, we're doing a good job. And other times, we're doing a terrible job.
At the top of the conference right now are two first-year coaches. You came in and won a share of the title. Your first year went to a bowl. What's the secret there of essentially taking a lot of the previous coaches' players and winning with them?
You know, I can't speak for them. I don't know what they're doing. Arkansas State, you know, Freeze was on that staff last year. You know, so he'd been there, you know, at least a year with them. Lafayette, not sure, you know, what they're doing there. But, you know, in our case, you know, our guys bought in to what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it, you know, very early, you know. And I think anytime there's a coaching change, that, you know, the quicker your players can buy into your philosophies and your staff's philosophies, that you know, the quicker you'll have success. They've got good players there, obviously. I mean, both you know, Arkansas State's got 10 starters on defense that are seniors. You know, so they got a good ball club there. They got a our offense is mostly juniors and seniors, and you know, Lafayette's defense was, I think they got 9 starters that are seniors on defense. So both those teams, and I can't remember back when we got here, but most of our guys on defense and offense, you know, we had a senior quarterback. You know, so I think we were probably a junior senior team, you know, in 06 on both sides of the ball. And that always helps, especially, you know, when you're not having to break in a new quarterback.
Last thing, you want to win, obviously. You want some confidence, so forth, so on. But you're playing what is supposed to be the best team in the conference. Does the opponent matter at this point? Or
well,
not in the best spot right now.
Well, it matters in the sense that, you know, we know who we're playing. We know we're playing an excellent football team, a team that's, you know, hot, really confident coming in here. I think they've won 7 games now in a row, so they've got a lot of confidence and feel good about themselves. But to me, you know, our problems haven't been, you know, because we haven't been fast enough, or we haven't been big enough, or we haven't been tall enough. Our problems have been because we've turned the ball over and we haven't played smart from an assignment standpoint. So in that sense, it's about us. And but we are cognizant of, you know, of what kind of team's coming in here.
No question.
Good deal. Appreciate everybody coming.
All right, our student athlete here today is defensive end Omar McClendon.
Expect to run by any team we've played because that's been our weakness. But I mean, we were put in bad field position, but I mean, I don't believe that's an excuse for them to just punch it in and score. I just believe we should have been more disciplined from a standpoint as a defense as a whole.
Within the game, coach talks about missed assignments and so on and so forth, stopping the run. Are you aware of that during the game, play to play? Where this play was missed? Is it something you can adjust to within the game?
Most of the time we can adjust. You know, that's what halftime is for, to make the adjustments. But our coaches try to make the adjustments right after. They're always asking for feedback when we come off the sidelines. But a lot of the times the players don't know exactly what happened because, you know, it happened so fast and, you know, guys are out of place. But a lot of times they don't know it. So we just try to look for the coaches to be able to tell us.
You're one of the older guys. You got a lot of young guys around you and behind you. How do you delicately lead on defense without being overly critical to guys that maybe have only played a few games?
You just try to, you know, stay positive, be encouraging, and try not to, you know, they know they made mistakes, and, you know, we all make mistakes. I just feel like you just have to make sure their heads are up and just let them know that there's going to be plays to be made, and, you know, they should be able to make them just like I should be able to make them.
Overall with the team, what's you guys lost 3 in a row. What's the mood on the team 3 games left?
Just getting out of a slump. I mean, you know, we're still a confident, you know, group. I just feel like, you know, we're young. And as the older guys, you know, we always try to keep their heads up, like I was saying earlier. We just, you know, try to win the rest of these games just like we, you know, had been winning the first couple of games.
Questions?
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
As always, thanks again for coming. And just remind everyone, we'll be back here again next week, same day and time, as Middle Tennessee prepares for Florida International. Thank you.
That's the end of today's media conference with Coach Rick Stockstill, MPSU football coach. We'll be back next week. Thank you.